to Samuel. How long are you going to mourn for Saul? Since I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, because I've chosen a king for myself among his sons. But Samuel said, how can I go? When Saul hears about it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And you shall invite Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will let you know what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I designate to you. Also consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these.
Are these all the boys? And he said, the youngest is still left, but behold, he is tending the sheep. So Samuel said to Jesse, send word and bring him, for we will not take our places at the table until he comes here. So he sent word and brought him in. Now he was reddish, with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel set out and went to Ramah. Now select for me a man who can play well and bring him to me. Then one of the young men responded and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful musician, a valiant, mighty man, a warrior, skillful in speech and a handsome man, and the Lord is with him. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse to say, Send me your son David, who is with the flock. And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread and a jug of wine, and he took a young goat and sent them to Saul by his son David. Then David came to Saul and attended him. And Saul greatly loved him. And he became his armor bearer. So Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, Let David now be my attendant, for he has found favor in my sight. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul, David would take the harp and play it with his hand. And Saul would feel relieved and become well.